Now I'm going to ask you to come forward right now.
你们要往前来，这是他学那河北里的声音呢。
Thank you, Dr. Shao, for your very overwhelming introduction. Our doctoral counseling program is here, and I'll ask them to stand up.
我们要请参加这个博士班的同学，他们有十九位。
Thank you. You can sit down.
他们从七个不同的国家。
My wife is right here, and
他的心爱的贝尔就是 Mitch.
She is a big part of the counseling program as a counselor.
他是辅导师，在这个整个的课程，他是扮演非常重要的角色。
All right, our topic today is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
今天是讲到法利赛人跟税吏的比喻。
Now Jesus is on his long last journey to Jerusalem to die at Calvary.
这个故事背景，耶稣正往他最后很长的路途，往耶路撒冷要往死的路。
And as he makes his way along to go to Jerusalem, he runs into many different people.
在他路途当中，他碰到不同的人。
He performs many miracles.
他行了很多神迹。
And speaks many different parables.
也讲了好多比喻。
Now apparently he runs into Pharisees.
他也碰到法利赛人。
Who have an attitude of superiority and self-righteousness.
就是法利赛人有那优越的感受。
And so he tells a parable to try and bring these Pharisees around.
所以他用比喻，希望能够改变这些法利赛人。
And so Luke tells us that he comes to this group who trust in themselves as being righteous.
路加告诉我们，法利赛人就是靠自己的自义。
And regard others with contempt and superiority.
他藐视其他人。
Now we have to go into the first century context if we're going to understand what is being said.
要明白整个故事，要回到第一世纪的时刻。
I guess, can you see that? Yeah.
还可以看到。
No, and I don't have any way to make it bigger. Okay. All right. So he comes into this group and he tells them a story.
他来到这群人当中来讲一个比喻。
And this was a group of Pharisees who, as we have said, considered themselves righteous.
这一群法利赛人就是自高自义的人。
Because they had confidence, that is, trust in themselves.
他们信靠自信，靠自己。
In other words, they put their trust and their faith in their own self-righteousness, their own self-deeds, their own self-behaviors.
他们的信心是建立在自己的行为，正义的行为，自高自义的行为。
They put their trust in their own self-adulation and self-aggrandizement.
Yeah, 他就自己把自己看得很高尚。
In other words, they worshipped at the throne of self-love.
所以他其实是自爱。
What man has done since Genesis 3.
就是从人开始，创世纪第三章，人就是有这个罪，自爱的罪。
All men are born worshiping self rather than God. There's a substitute self rather than God.
人类一出生就有爱自己，把神撇开了。
And not only is it self-love and self-adoration,
不但是自爱自敬，
but there's this superiority and condescension.To everybody else, you're not as good as I am. I'm better than you are. I look down on you.
这些人不只是自义哦，他们是有一个优越感，看清别人，别人比他们差一点。
So he tells them this metaphor, this parable.
耶稣就讲这个比喻。
Two men went up to the temple to pray.
他说有两个人到圣殿去祷告。
Now in Jesus' day.There were two atonements on each day.
在耶稣的时候呢，有一天有两次的那个赎罪的。
I should have said temple atonements.
就是在圣殿可以赎罪的一天有两次。
One at dawn.
在黎明之前。
And the other at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
一个时刻是在下午三点。
So twice a day there was this celebration of atonement and the forgiveness of sins on the part of the Jewish people.
所以犹太人他们一天可以到教会两次，有这个两次赎罪的时刻。
Now these two men attended one of those two atonement sacrifices.
这两个人刚好就参加同一个时刻的祷告。
So the people would gather around the great golden altar.
百姓也包围在这个祭坛上面前。
And watch the sacrificial lamb be slaughtered.
他们都在观看这个献祭的这个事情。
And the blood sprinkled on the altar.
还有这个赎罪羊羔的血喷在这个祭坛上。
Then there would be the blowing of the silver horns.
还有吹银角的声音。
And the clanging of cymbals.
还有叮叮当当敲把的声音。
And the reading of a psalm.
还有背诵或者朗诵诗篇。
Then the people would move forward.
然后百姓就进前来。
And the priest, the presiding priest,
那个主持的祭司呢?
would go into the outer room, into the holy room, not the holy of holies.
然后那个祭司要进到那圣所，还不是到至圣的哈。
And offer the incense offering and trim the lamps.
就要烧香，还有这那个等点灯等等。
Now, this is important.
现在这个时刻非常重要了。
When the priest disappeared and went into the outer holy room,
当这个祭司走开在另外一个房间,
the audience standing outside would go into a time of personal prayer.
百姓在外面的，他们要个别的个人祷告认罪。
So the worshipers outside worship and pray while the priest is performing the incense worship.
所以站在那个场面外面的这些百姓，他们个人都在他们个人祷告里面，祭司继续有这些行动。
So these two men are standing outside while this is happening.
所以这两位人正在这个百姓面前，正在做着他们的祷告。
So first the Pharisee.
第一位祷告就是法利赛人。
The Bible is clear. He's standing by himself.
我们看到圣经很清楚说，这个法利赛人自己站着。
Because he is a Pharisee,
因为他是法利赛人。
He does not wish to be defiled by mingling with the great unwashed. Unwashed.
他是很清洁的，不要被其他人不洁净的衣服被沾污了。
If he touches someone who is unclean, he will be defiled.
他的衣服碰到不洁净的人，他就不洁净了。
So standing alone, he begins to pray out loud.
所以他自己站在跟离开群众，而且大声的祷告。
And his prayer is rather astounding.
我们来听他的祷告的响声。
Imagine starting your prayer in the morning. I thank you, God, that I am not like other men.
你听听哦，他开始祷告，大声说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人那样。”
Well, this man does.
他就这样祷告。
Now, usually Jewish people in the temple,
通常一个犹太人在圣殿里面呢
，would pray in the particular way of number one, confession of sin.
他们是通常这样祷告，第一次呢，就是要认罪的祷告。
Then thanking the Lord for bounty and goods that have been received.
然后要感恩他们所收的恩赐。
Then a petition for oneself and for others.
然后要为自己代祷，也为别人代祷。
Notice the Pharisee's prayer includes none of these three elements.
你会看法利赛人祷告连这三样都没有在他的祷告词。
I thank you, I'm not like other men, Lord.
神啊，我感谢你，我不像其他人。
And then he begins his public remarks, which are an attack on everybody else.
然后他就公开资源去攻击别人了。
His words are clothed in self-advertisement and self-boasting.
他就自高自义，自夸起来。
He tells God he despises extortioners, the unjust, the adulterers, and the tax collectors.
他说他藐视那些勒索的、不义的、奸淫的人、受税的。
You know, God, how holy I am. I can't stand those people.
主啊，你知道我非常圣洁，我在他们那当中站不住了。
Now he begins the comparison game.
他就比较了。
Oh, you know how ethical I am, Lord.
主啊，你知道我是那么的圣洁。
I fast twice a week.
我一个礼拜有两次禁食。
And I give tithes on everything that I possess.
我所得的我就捐上十分之一了。
Now, this is a bit much.
这是太过分了。
Because Pharisees only prayed 12 times a year at the Passover feast.
通常呢，在逾越节呢，法利赛人一年只有十二次祷告。
And his tithe is way beyond what is expected and requested.
他如果说每一样都捐上十分之一，已经过分了。
So he's self-boasting.
他自夸。
Self-boasting, self-worshipping, and filled with superiority and contempt toward everyone else.
你可以看到他的态度是自夸自高，而且藐视其他人。
Now looks like let's look at the tax collector.
来看看税吏呢是怎么样的祷告。
He is also standing alone.
他也独一个人站着。
But for a different reason.
他有另外一个原因。
Sorry, I'm having trouble reading this too. You can't see it, I can't see it. Here, let me put on my glasses. That might help.
Oh, 我要戴镜子一下哈。Okay, it's okay.
哒哒。
好，看看这个税吏是怎么样祷告的。
The accepted posture for prayer was the head down, arms across the chest.
我们合适的祷告在神面前是要有。低头的这个姿势，还有这个双手是插在肩上的。
But this man standing outside and watching the ceremony,
这些人在看整个的过程。
Is so distressed and distraught that he beats his chest.
他自己心灵很烦恼，他就捶自己的胸。
Now, usually in Israel, only women beat their chest. In other words, beat their heart.
通常只有女性会，捶胸或者是捶自己的心呐、啊，心疼。
That happened at the funeral of Lazarus before Jesus raised him from the dead.
好像在那个拉撒路在那个礼拜葬礼的时候，女性就会捶心捶胸。
The women were beating their chests.
他们会这样的表示哈。
Now, interestingly, in Luke 23, when Jesus died on the cross.
在路加二十三章，耶稣在十字架死的时候
，It says the people walked away beating their chests.
那段话说，他们就远远看，而且自己捶胸。
And the assumption there is that it's both men and women.
那时候全部男女都在捶胸受伤。
Who are so upset and so distraught about what's happened?
他们为了所做的这个事很忧伤。
That they give this symbol of distress and dismay and hopelessness.
所以他们这样绝望或者烦恼痛苦的捶胸。
So the tax collector won't even look up.
这个税吏连举目都不敢举目。
He beats his chest.
他捶自己的胸。
And then he cries out.
然后他就大声说。
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
神啊。开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
Now please follow me.
你请你跟着我。
The word here translated mercy should not be translated mercy.
这个怜悯不是这个英文普通一般的怜悯。
Mercy is the word in the original eleo.
在原文是另外一个词。
The word is used a few verses later. The blind man.
就是这个词，就是下面有一个瞎眼他用的。
The blind man.Says, "Oh Jesus, have mercy, Elio, on me."
这有下面有另外一段故事。那个瞎眼说：“神主啊，你怜悯我。”这个 Elio 这个原文的字是另外一个。
That is not the word that the tax collector uses.
所以是不是这个税吏所用的
？The word is hilaskomai.
税吏用的是另外一词 hilaskomai,
which means in the original to make an atonement.
原文就是。替我赎罪。
So in other words, his prayer was, "Oh God, make an atonement for me.
所以他的祷告是神啊，求你给我赎罪。
And Jesus says that man went down to his house forgiven and accepted by God.
耶稣说，这个人回家是称义，而且神已经怜悯赦免他了。
Then he brings in the ultimate meaning of the parable.
然后耶稣就把比喻的意义讲出来。
To all those who exalt themselves,
那凡自高的
they will be humbled.
必将为卑。
And those who humble themselves will be exalted.
自卑的必升为高。
So, the parable began with the concept of those who are righteous.
这个比喻开始就是讲到那些自义的人。
Now he takes us far deeper.
他就带我们更深入。
In other words, Jesus is saying that righteousness is contained in an attitude of utter submission and total humility.
耶稣指明说，称义是要谦卑顺服的这个情况下。
His own life was an example of always being humble.
耶稣一生就让我们看到谦卑的这个生活。
Washing the feet of the disciples.
他为他的门徒洗脚。
Paul picks up the theme in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6.
保罗也拿到这个主题在腓立比书的二章第六节。
That he did not feel equality with God something to be taken advantage of.
耶稣不会因为他跟上帝同等就夺取这个位置。
But he took the form of a man.
他将卑下来做仆人。
And he humbled himself to becoming a servant. He humbled himself.
耶稣谦卑下来成为人子。
And humbled himself to obedience, even the death of the cross.
甚至顺服，顺服到死。
So, in conclusion,
所以我们看到这个结束呢，结论。
How do we tie this together?
我们怎么样来把整个比喻解释呢？
Jesus is clearly saying,
耶稣到底在向我们说什么？
The necessity,
我们必须呢有
of being humble.Before the cross of Christ.
在主十字架面前要谦卑的态度。
Indeed, we have to ask, how can, sorry,
要问
that there, how can a person be a Christian without being humble?
一个人成为基督徒，如果他不谦卑，他怎么是一个基督徒呢？
This internal attitude of humility and submission is a necessity.In the Christian life,
内在的谦卑顺服是必须有的，才能够成为一位基督徒。
So the internal attitude of the Christian has to be one of submission, repentance, sorrow, and true humility.
一个真正的基督徒里面应该是完全的顺服、懊悔、痛苦，而且谦卑下来。
So this Pharisee, this tax collector.
所以这位税吏呢？
Standing in front of the great altar,
他站在这个祭坛面前
on which the lamb has been slain and the blood sprinkled,
就是那羔羊被杀、血被喷的那个
stands back from the crowd, beating his chest,
他站退后一步，捶自己的胸
watching,
正在观看
listening to the trumpets and the cymbals as the blood is sprinkled on the altar.
让他看到、听到吹角声，还有打鼓的声。
And he sees the priest disappear into the holy temple.
看到祭司从那个里面进去不见了。
Into the inner room.
到这个内幕。
And then, as they pray, suddenly the priest emerges from the inner room.
当他们正在祷告，那个祭司又出来了。
And the priest announces, "The sacrifice has been accepted."
然后他祭司就宣告你的赎罪的东西神悦纳了。
And again, the trumpets blare.
然后银角又吹了。
The cymbals clang.
那个鼓又响了。
And the Levite choir breaks into song.
然后一般立位的人唱歌了。
And at this point,
在这时刻
this tax collector
这位税吏
cries out,
他才大声说
Lord,Make an atonement for me.
神啊，神啊，为我做一个赎罪。
Now let us ask ourselves.
现在我们来问我们自己。
As we slowly make our way up to the cross,
当我们慢慢走进主的十字架前,
and we look into the face of Jesus,
我们望着耶稣,
and basically he says to us as we look to him,
耶稣说我们来到他面前呢,
I'm experiencing rejection, punishment, guilt, shame, separation from God. I'm experiencing hell for you.
在十字架上，耶稣说：“我被父神拒绝，我为你受罪、羞辱等等的痛苦。”
How can we not come with any other attitude within?
我们怎能不带着正确的态度到他面前呢？
But standing alongside this tax collector and crying out,
我们要像这个法这个税吏一样，跟他一起站着。
God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
主啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
Humility before the cross.
在主的十字架前面要有谦卑的态度。
Let's pray.
我们来做个祷告。
Father, may we join the tax collector standing at the cross, praying as he prayed. God, be merciful to us sinners. Give us that inner humility and compassion and submission that he had, that his character might be reflected in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.